Yeah, what's goody? What's goody? It's your girl DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And I am back with episode 110, Earn Your Flowers. I'm going to go ahead and drop a bomb on that one. I am currently hitting a rose gold runt spliff. And without going off on a tangent, I just want to say this. If you selling weed, we don't want no sticks, we don't want no stems, we don't want no seeds. We're tired of paying you local niggas retail price for weed, and you selling us everything but weed. I am a very loyal smoker because, like I said, I medicate. I don't just smoke, I medicate. So it's really annoying when niggas be taking advantage of you. They asking you for crazy numbers on the weed. You get around niggas that don't even smoke as much as you do. Their weed is better than yours. You're like, damn, how much you pay for that? And they're telling you prices way lower than the price that you paying. And then when you stop fucking with a nigga, they low-key take that shit personally because you could tell how they acting and they moving different. And then when you trying to explain to them that you don't get high off their shit, they be like, oh, yes, you do that. Like, they really be trying to come for you. So you get a nigga more chances because you still fuck with the nigga. Like, you don't have no problems with the person. It's just the weed. First go around, they give you some fire. And you're like, all right, cool. Then you go back to them and then they give you some more bullshit. Stick stems, all of this bullshit, not getting niggas high, weird ass smell. Smell like mid when you burn it. Then you ask the nigga what it is and it's some weird ass name. You look the shit up on Leafly or Weedakit and it looks like some shit that you don't have. And what it says it does to you, it don't do to you. Listen, I'ma just say this. Like, if you hustle and you noticing your main people that come to you all the time, they stop coming, and you ask them why, and they tell you, oh, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and then you agree to match the price to get them to come back to you, don't try to get them some bullshit, because I know how y'all niggas be. Y'all niggas be having multiple strands. Y'all niggas be having multiple strands from multiple different people, and some of the shit be loud and some of the shit be bullshit. So what you do is you be like, all right, and then you offer a lower price, but you also go down within quality. And then you think that, oh, it's okay because niggas is paying me this tier, so I'm gonna give them this tier of weed. No, that's bullshit. When a nigga could pay what you quote unquote charging for your loud, they could pay that and get double the amount and better shit than you got. Yeah, I gotta chill out with that. And that's starting to frustrate me. And now that I'm getting older and I'm on some build for your future, save your money, but I don't want to necessarily go without the things that I love and not do the things that I want to do because the goal is to save money. So I still want to smoke, I still want to drink, I still want to buy new clothes or do what I want to do, but I also want to save money. So what that means is if I am going to spend that money, I want to get bud that's gonna last. I'm not smoking 1,000 L's a day because it's fucking garbage and it's not lasting, because let's see, if I buy a zip, a good 5 grams of that zip was sticks and bullshit. Y'all niggas is bugging. And then when somebody tries to hit you up and then be like, you know what I mean? Y'all don't want to give niggas their money back. You don't want to give niggas an extra amount on the go around. Y'all definitely don't want to take it back. Like, the weed business sucks. You buy some bullshit from Target, you can return it. You buy some bullshit from your plug, the nigga don't want to answer the phone. This is how it be. You tell the nigga, that shit wasn't hitting, I want to give it back. Some niggas would be like, all right, you can give it back. And then you'll be calling that nigga for 6 weeks. Every single time you call that nigga, he's not going to answer the phone, or he's going to have an excuse as to why he's not running your paper back, not running you back a different strand, a different tier. So, like, if you know, like I know, and a nigga trying to win your business back, don't even do it. Just keep on doing what you've been doing, because I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna be realizing niggas be out here robbing and taking niggas money, and then you look at your plug, they living better than you living, they got this and they got that, and then you realizing, yo, these niggas is just selling bullshit ass weed everywhere. I need to stop supporting that. You feel me? Also, on this episode, we're going to get into 6ix9ine getting jumped in LA Fitness. Was that because of some comments that he made online? Was it staged? Could we be asking ourselves in situations like this, especially when they happen in Florida? Why is it that we're so worried about 6ix9ine and we're not worried about people like George Zimmerman? Is that a whack argument? Should black people still be bringing George Zimmerman up? And do we think that what's happening to 6ix9ine and what 6ix9ine goes through is directly related to him snitching, or does it have to do with what he does online after the fact? Also, we named this episode Earn Your Flowers because as a person that's on the internet a lot, I noticed there's a lot of up-and-coming rappers or rappers that's been doing this for a couple of years, you know me, 5 years or so on the mainstream. I'm not talking about how long they've been quote-unquote putting up work locally and then building up their fan base. Mainstream, where they have a name for themselves. I'm feeling like, you know, you go on a good run for a year or so, people calling you a GOAT and people trying to give you awards. Also feel like there's rappers like Lotto that have a sense of entitlement and they feel like they should wear a crown that they don't wear. And there's a reason for that. So I kind of want to get into that and wonder, do these rappers earn their flowers? Are they earning these accolades, or are their fan bases creating accolades that don't matter? We all know that Nicki Minaj is the queen of that shit. Somebody will say, oh, yada 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 is the artist that most people smoke weed to, like some bullshit ass stat that can't nobody really care about if they wanted to. Most of the time, you can't even really verify that shit by cross-referencing. You just take it for what it is. Like bullshit ass stats like the last female to have a baby by her first baby daddy, or you were the first one to do some bullshit. Like, we're gonna definitely talk about these accolades and rappers that get props that they don't deserve or didn't earn. Also, speaking of which, now this just might not mean nothing to y'all if you're not a fan of boom bap or traditional New York style hip hop, but your boy Benny the Butcher of rap group Griselda is claiming that Griselda is the standard and they are not giving enough props, they're not getting enough flowers, and they're not hearing enough niggas saying thank you for their contributions to hip hop. Do you believe that Griselda has any influence on the culture at all? Do you believe that they deserve any flowers? You know what I'm saying? Also on this podcast, the music is going to be the playlist that I put together, part one of the Lil Wayne verse 50 Cent. It's a lot of people talking about Lil Wayne is the king of mixtapes, and that's the exact shit that I'm talking about when we're talking about up-and-comers taking flowers from our legends. Now, don't get me wrong, Wayne ain't new to this. Wayne been in the game since the late 90s, believe it or not. But when it comes to the mixtape accolade, that accolade belongs solely to 50 Cent. And I don't like how Lil Wayne fans and people from the South trying to give Lil Wayne credit for something that Lil Wayne really followed somebody else's way. Just because you're not aware of something doesn't mean that it didn't happen. You can't call somebody else's title, like literally a title that was invented to give to this person. So, and beyond that, you know, DJ Envy made the comments and the statements that 50 would wash Lil Wayne in a versus. So that's been going on the internet. So I decided to put together a playlist. This part of the playlist is only mixtape joints, no album joints, only mixtapes. So through the pod, you will be hearing back and forth 50 Lil Wayne. And if you want to hear the full playlist, make sure you're following me on Twitter at Nothing Podcast. You could also follow me on my Facebook, type in Mo F Daddy or DJ Exclusive, pretty much all over the internet all day, because this is what I do. And before we get out of here and I give you that rapid fire nothingness, we got to touch on the 33 men that were arrested in a gang sweep in Southside Jamaica, Queens. I want to talk about the gang activity and what's really going on in Black neighborhoods and in Black communities, and what is it that we could do as a people to hold ourselves accountable for these things, and see what could happen in the future once we start to say, hey, my life is my fault.
Drama correspondent Tiani Kardashian, and you are now rocking with DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And when I'm not spilling tea with the certified tea sippers and on my blog, Some Like It Hot, I'm listening to DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast.
No Ceiling is 3, that's right, featuring Young Thug. Let's go.
Also Chevy photos. I hit for a brick when they spin it on Melrose. I was trying to kill you, no brainer, scarecrow. I'm about to shoot the casket, shoot the funeral, shoot the pastor. I'm about to shoot the set, shoot the movie, shoot the actor. I'm about to feel like the camera, nigga, cause I'm about to shoot with a cannon. I got the Uzi with the banana clip, you get the fruit like the Adam, yeah. I let it ring like Saturn, yeah. I'm talking rat tat tat, yeah. I'm talking rat tat tat tat. Sound like Spanish, yo. I do the MC Hammer after they bury them, then get the hammer and nails. Head trigger squeeze black, send them to heaven quick as a bat out of hell. If I have a zooka, I'll blow this whole shit up. Nina, take a soul away, cause she a soul sister. One over your head, one under your nose, nigga. If you're coming back to life, then pull up in a ghost, nigga. I got the devil in me, I got the reverend with me. I got your halo, I got your wings, I got your feathers with me. Rose petals with me, I got the shovel with me. And you in the desert with me, drugs, I got several in me. I dig your grave all by yourself, I got heads on top of my shelf. Bitch, I got a graveyard under my belt. I want you 6 foot under that earth, I put your picture in front of that shirt. I let my bitch even wear them shirts, but she let me piss and come in that shirt.
New York City, you are now rocking with 50 Cent. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? See, you with me, nigga? Drop that.
Paid before a hoopty, but I'm wanting to drop.
Something new.
I'm not that nigga in your video. I'm not a trick, I don't love the hoes. And niggas know I be on the low. And I get my dough, and I twist my dro. I'm not that nigga that you think you know. I walk around with a big fofo. Get front on me, I'ma get at your door. I be right at your crib, waiting at your door.
Coming up, I ain't had much, I wanted a lot. I had paper for a hoopty, but I wanted to drop. So you know, I had to make something out of nothing, yeah. Like turn an empty spot into a crack spot. Hustle hard at 19, I bought the Benz I did. The older niggas really wasn't feeling the kid. Try to find out where I live so they can run in my crib. But you can't hustle a hustler, I peeped in his leg. Back then, niggas used to call me boo. In 6 months, I sold a million gold tops on God Brew. Country came around, he's just clapping in. Country left, same shit started happening. Like, with some ends, Rye shot Joe with some skins, Corey shot Drew and we was friends. Money turned boys into men. The cycle never changes, shit just starts again. Nah, nigga, ain't nothing changed, nigga. Yeah, I've been gone for a minute, but I'm
back.
Yeah,
it's
really good to see you back in the hood.
You see my cherry red SL, nigga, I'm doing good. Sometimes I can't find the words to say how I feel, so I take a quote for minutes, look at the wheels. I'm addicted to stunting, now that I'm holding something. I got a trunk full of guns from VA today.
You didn't let me hold something.
Nigga, you hide something. I don't play games, I'm about my money, nigga. Buy something.
I got a
few. Is the auto tune on? Good.
Sir, bring the big shot. Time to do the thing. That's word to your wristwatch. Shoot the clock till it burns to my wrist lock. Rims hella big, time spinning like Chris Rock. I pull a gun sideways like O'Dowd. Shoot a nigga in his face, knock his nose off. Make the girl say my name like a roll call. Painkillers got a nigga by the doze off. Big shit nigga, talk big shit nigga. Big bread like a picnic nigga. Shake the whole game like the hit stick nigga. Money spread like germs get sick nigga. Yeah,
and fuck them other niggas. 1-900, who want it, I deliver. Concrete shoes won't help in the river. I'm confused, Michael Phelps, my nigga. Motherfucking Elps, my nigga. I'm flyer than the motherfucking Stealth, my nigga. Yo, young money shit, top shelf, my nigga. We the motherfuckers like MILF, my nigga. I'm slow like syringes. Yeah, I'm in my mold, got a cold like Da Vinci's. I was in the trenches, now I'm in the Trump. And everybody watch your back when you're in the front. You ain't never safe, stop playing with a gangster. Bring it to his face and he ran like a flanker. Bend the girl over, put her hands on her ankles. I'm all over this ice cream beat like sprinkles. Why thank you? If you's a hater, I'm eating. You's a waiter. Pistol on my hip, Tomb Raider. Holla at your guala, soon later. Young tune nigga, typhoon nigga. And if you think it's sweet, buy a room nigga. Die moon nigga, I'm on my dang shit. She give me good brain like she studied at Cambridge.
This is entertainment, and what entertains the customers is the sight of blood.
Cam, I was being nice to him. Okay, I'll get him.
You niggas should worship the ground I walk on. I make meals off the tracks I talk on.
It's King, King.
50, don't call me, nigga, I don't wanna talk it out. The 40 cali hit your leg, gone, walk it out. You niggas should worship the ground I walk on. I make meals off the tracks I talk on.
It's King, King.
50, don't call me, nigga, I don't wanna talk it out. The 40 cali hit your leg, gone, walk it out. I see it clear, you tryna sabotage Timmy. See what happens when you talk after sipping the Henny. I see Haitian niggas at you, yeah, stop, I say. So pound, niggas, they don't play. Buck stabbing niggas on camera and it's okay. Cause my money make my lawyers make the shit go away. Attempted murder, get a year on probation. Pam, are you clear what you facing? You must ain't hear me. I done told you I'm a boss, I'm eating good. But I ain't chubby like Ricky Ross. On the street is 50's not Jay. And Cam better stay out of his way.
Everything's cooler than a fancy Rolo. Hey, and I see you tryna hold on. Niggas in the waiting room been waiting so long. Till they hear that flatline and Doc say he's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
That's fucked up.
When they say he's gone.
He did. Well, he knew that could happen fucking with the kid. This is graveyard music right here, you dig? This is not competition, this is murder. Career ending, mind bending. Southside, you finished. Now look, niggas laughing at Camp down on Lennox. They heard what he did, but they don't know why he did it. I have 80 and them boys with black flags. Come through with black mags and have niggas zipped up in black bags. For a second, he was hot, now he cold. I apply pressure to niggas until they fall. But never mind me, man, that's just how it be. The game got me trained, they call me the hustle man. And like Fang, my style will live forever. They thought I crossed over, cause they don't know no better. I think they think I'm lax now, cause I got the chitter. Time to turn back, bustin', trust me, it's nothing.
6ix9ine has been hospitalized after a brutal beatdown at a Florida gym. Hey, what's up? I'm A-Dub, and check this out. According to TMZ, 6ix9ine was attacked by a group of men inside a sauna at an LA Fitness in South Florida on Tuesday, March 21st. 6ix9ine's attorney, Lance Lazaro, says his client tried to fight off the attackers but was outnumbered and badly beaten before he managed to flee. The rapper did not have security with him at the time. Police and paramedics were called to the scene after gym staff heard the commotion, resulting in 6ix9ine being taken via ambulance to a local hospital.
Yo, what the fuck, nigga, that's how they supposed to treat you. Bitch ass. Oh, Mickey Mouse ass, clown ass, nigga.
Do something. Go ahead.
Take a picture. Take a picture. I want to be famous now, nigga. I want to be famous, fuck, nigga. I have
to put it down. Yo, nigga, just jump 6ix9ine, bro. Yo, homie, I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm a fan, bro. Yo, I'm a fan. I'm just saying, homie. I'm a fan, bro.
I know.
I ain't jumpy, bro. I'm just saying.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
The video's caption reads, King Ish, we caught 6ix9ine slipping F a rat ADR not on our hood, suggesting the attack was sparked by 6ix9ine's history of snitching. A photo of 6ix9ine's injuries obtained by TMZ provides an even closer look at his swollen, bruised, and bloodied face. He also reportedly suffered injuries to his jaw, ribs, and back. Lazaro stated he plans to call the authorities to make sure 6ix9ine gets the protection he needs going forward. 6ix9ine has yet to publicly address the attack, but a number of his rap peers were quick to share their reactions on social media, with many of them reveling in his misfortune. Damn gang, we praying for yo. Hit me when you see this, joked 6ix9ine Chicago rival Lil Reese on his Instagram stories. He continued to rub salt into the wound by sharing a link to an online fundraiser collecting donations to help 6ix9ine pay for his hospital bills. Chief Keef also seemed to enjoy watching 6ix9ine get beaten up as he tweeted out two crying face emojis on Tuesday night. But what do you think about this beatdown that 6ix9ine got in this gym? Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and notification bell to stay up to date on all of our new videos. And as always, make sure to keep it all the way locked to popdx.com.
Now, if you're a civilian and you don't give a fuck about the streets, the politics, snitching, who's not snitching, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But according to the streets, 6ix9ine has finally gotten his get back for snitching, or at least a little portion of it. Okay, now if you're under a rock, then you are aware of the fact that 6ix9ine was attacked by alleged Latin kings in the sauna of a LA Fitness in Florida. Now, there has been speculations and rumblings on the internet that it was staged. It looked kind of staged, not in the sense of the beating that he took, more so the way that he was responding to it. I mean, I'm not going to really go into full detail on that, and you are free to watch the video as this podcast is only audio, so you were only able to hear the altercation. I just feel like once you are attacked, there ain't no talking, ain't no, oh, y'all niggas tried to jump me. He wasn't even raising his voice. So though I've seen what I seen, that could very much be an illusion. You know what I'm saying? You believe nothing that you hear and only half of what you see. With the video going viral all over the internet, there have been several TikToks and tweets, such as the viral tweet of Love & Hip Hop's Rich Dollaz that says, hey, you know, why is George Zimmerman still walking around with everybody so hell-bent on doing whatever to Tekashi 6ix9ine? I got a few ignorant ass motherfuckers in my own group, Everything Lit, on Facebook, because when I shared that same thing and expressed, you know, niggas really be angry at the wrong people. It's a war going on within the African American and Spanish communities and brown communities. But it's very few African Americans and Spanish and brown people holding themselves accountable for the shit that they're doing to themselves in their own community. Rather saying, you know what? My life is my fault. The drugs in my community is my fault. It's a lot of finger pointing and blaming the government and systematic injustice and a lot of bullshit that is not the real reason that this type of shit happens, right? Then when you question them and then you say, hey, why y'all don't got that same energy for George Zimmerman? The response is, oh, George Zimmerman been ducked and tucked. He ain't online. He not doing this. He not doing that. Now, 6ix9ine been running around for 2+ years. And when the conversation is, oh, well, why y'all not doing this, that, and the third to 6ix9ine? Oh, he got security. He got this. He got this. It's always an excuse for a nigga. It's the government's fault that there's drugs and guns. Tekashi 6ix9ine got security. That's why we can't go near him. Oh, we're not fucking with George Zimmerman because he's not online doing this, that, and the third. And that type of shit kills me. Because what the fuck was y'all doing when George Zimmerman was painting pictures of Trayvon Martin, even to the extent of repainting the actual murdered dead body on the ground, selling upwards of 10 of these paintings a week for $2,500. Is that not the equivalent of Tekashi 6ix9ine getting on Instagram saying, fuck King Von? Or maybe y'all didn't know that George Zimmerman was out selling empty bags of Skittles with his autograph on it. Is that not the same of Tekashi 6ix9ine getting online? And I also like to say, just because I point out the obvious, it doesn't mean that I love 6ix9ine and I'm defending 6ix9ine. I can't stand when you dumb niggas hit me with that shit, because that is far from the truth. Never been a fan of 6ix9ine. Never bumped his music. Never fucked with him like that. I'm just real with it. And I know for a fact, if many of y'all was in 6ix9ine's situation, lots of y'all would snitch. A lot of y'all. very few of you guys would be facing the time that 6ix9ine was facing and stood tall. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers that are way more gangster than 6ix9ine ever even pretended to be. Way more gangster than y'all finger thugs are or could pretend to be. That snitch. The reality of snitching is you do not want to go to jail, period. And no one should want to go to jail. If the federal government is offering you a way to go home and you don't gotta go to jail and you choose to go to jail, something's wrong with you. A lot of y'all niggas talking about street life this, street life that. Those my niggas, those my brothers, da 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 da. But it be your niggas and your brothers that tell on you when given the opportunity. If you're not a member and everything lit on Facebook, this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But I could remember posting when the YSL indictment happened and how niggas was like, oh nah, YSL gonna stand tall. Whoop de whoop 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 whoop. And YSL did not stand tall. Day after day after day after day, them niggas was snitching. And the niggas is talking about, oh, well, Thugger not gonna snitch. That's because he's not being given the opportunity. They're not gonna give Young Thug a deal. He's the kingpin. He's who they want. And then you got all these local indictments happening, all of this crime happening in your community. You ask niggas, what can we do to fix the crime and how can we address this? And it's the same bullshit. Oh, well, we're not manufacturing cocaine in the ghetto. We don't hold ourselves responsible for shit. For a nigga to really say, oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine deserves to get murdered, stumped out, all this other shit because he snitched on some niggas that robbed him and did him wrong, that chose disloyalty way before he did. Y'all are crazy. Because y'all are the same niggas that say, well, nah, George Zimmerman, he good. He been low. He ain't been bothering nobody. If you believe a person that just snitched because they didn't want to go to jail because they have a family that they take care of and they have children that they take care of versus somebody who would rather go to jail, leave their kids on the street and let people like George Zimmerman walk around, you're fucking crazy. And you're really what's wrong with our community. It don't got nothing to do with niggas committing crimes and snitching. It ain't got nothing to do with niggas shooting guns and selling drugs. It's really the mindset of you niggas. Y'all mindset is crazy as fuck if you could find any type of justification why a person like George Zimmerman should walk around. Why the police officers that did what they did to Sean Bell should get to walk around. That type of shit only happens in the black community. Niggas do us so wrong. They fuck us over so bad time and time again. And our response is always, well, it's the systematic matter that, oh, it's this and that. Or no, 6ix9ine shouldn't have did that. It's always an excuse. When are we as a people gonna learn how to say my life is my fault? This is happening because we allow this. Or this is going on because we allow this. Y'all niggas is out here really living a lie and you're trying to convince yourself that everything that goes on in our community is everybody else's fault. And yeah, 6ix9ine tried to become a gangster and he tried to act and do all of this other shit, so he deserves to go to jail for the rest of his life and he deserves to get jumped and beat up because he sent some niggas that was probably gonna go to jail anyway to jail for crimes that they actually committed. You guys' mind is sick. But like always, I digress.
Hey, what a little Connecticut. This is what drop. And I'm chilling with Connecticut. Finest female. DJ is cool, baby.
Okay, smoking in Polo, sleeping in yards. I bought a cell phone and I don't even much call it.
imports, make her feel important. No bullshit, nigga, no Ben Gordon. Get her information, take her on vacation. Give her dope dick, now she under the sedation. Wake her in the morning, breakfast where she slept at. Tell her go shopping, I can't wait till she get back. Louis flip-flops and a pair of pink sweatpants. She wear that on my jet, I fuck her after jet lag. I take her to the vet, cause she a bad bitch. You can't be broke and happy. So me, I'm married, rich, I'm talking young money shit. She love the way I think. L'Oreal all over my bathroom sink. Bessie Johnson all over my bathroom counter. My pocket's too deep, I fuck around and drown her.
We need all I do is ride around. If they cool, got no need, she got me fine.
No, sir.
We do this stop until we drop. Yeah. We do this stop until we drop.
I got you, baby.
Y'all don't need all I do is ride around. If they cool, got no need, she got me fine.
No, sir.
Okay, fucking on Versace, napping on satin. I love to hit it backwards, call it pig Latin. I bought her ass a Mac, now we be eye chatting. Niggas swag jacking, but I got mine patting. Fresh out the saline, I took her to my line. I speak a little French and hers is no better than mine. I pass her the blunt, she probably hit it one time. Catch us at the game, sitting on the baseline. We can call a timeout, take a little time out. Pockets too deep, shawty, you gon' have to climb out. Fabiana prom dress with your spine out. And I live on the beach, you can get that panty line out.
That city original was probably this.
I told you niggas
are me. And I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes. I love to see niggas shoot the shit. But this one thing about niggas, I
did it again. Did it again.
You know Biggie Smalls puts it quick and kicks it quick. You know how black niggas get with the hood fatigues, with the boots with trees, smoking weed, flipping keys, making crazy cheese, hitting buckshots at niggas that open spots on the avenue. Take my loot and I'm bagging you, lipping hoes that drive bobos and rodeos, blast the roll, make them wet in their pantyhose. Damn, a nigga style is unorthodox. Rip the clock when I walk down the crowded block, just in case a nigga wanna act out, I just black out.
My nigga, I'm trying to act like you don't feel a nigga. Biggie, you nigga, 50, you nigga, squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga for sure. He the realest nigga, 50 sitting in the IC, my nigga. I'm trying to act like you don't feel a nigga. Biggie, you nigga, 50, you nigga, squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga for sure.
When we smoke spliffs, we pack four fifths, just in case Dread wanna rip. He get a free lift to the cemetery. Rough berry, not your ordinary, we watch you get buried. That's a real nigga for you. Get bag, do a quarter, flip the script, and rip your lawyer. Spit at the DA, just fuck what she say. She don't give a fuck about your ass anyway. Up northbound, first stop, Watertown, a fish skill, where the hand skills the real ill. You'll be a super hoover, doodle stain remover. Ha ha, yo, cheat, pass the voter.
The realest nigga, pretty shit in B-I-G, my nigga. I'm gonna act like you don't feel a nigga. Biggie, you nigga, 50, you nigga, squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga for sure. We the realest nigga.
When I was young, my MO was to go hand in hand. Even my PO, she called me the gingerbread man. I get you a case to tell her ass, catch me if you can. Don't let your people fill you up with octane. I'm not playing. Get gassed up to get blasted up. Real B.I.G. style, watch the kid break it down. Check it. Thou shalt not fuck with no C proper. 50 cent, I break your punk ass off proper. There's no place like home, New York, New York. I run the city, and I don't dance around like Diddy. Niggas is giddy, till they smack silly or spray with the Mac Billy. They don't want to drop a million pussy niggas.
Twist made me do this. My partner here with me, team here with me.
Getting busy.
Cush in the swisher, money over bitches. Never kill a woman unless she a witness. All about my business, survival of the fittest. She let me hide my weed in her titties. Bitch, I got the cash in a rubber band. I got the Glock already cocked. Boom. Fucking with a nigga, meet my motherfucking goons. Sorry for the wait, call the folk coming soon. Light it up, cause I'm a smoker. She tried to deep throat, I fuck around and choked her. It's young money, motherfucker, game over. Shots leave your body looking like you're doing yoga. And Lord knows I'm a sinner. Pain pills for dinner.
request. Please don't bite, baby. I got some bomb ass pussy from a white lady. I ain't lying, I'ma shine like a nickel or a diamond. I smoke a lot of weed to keep them bitches off my mind. Girl, stop talking that shit. Gon' suck a nigga dick for a new outfit. And even if the sky come falling, bitch, I'ma still be high. I got faith in my weed, man. My little nigga guy, yeah, he bout to be mad. Hit your ass from the side like a screen pass. In that red bandana is the team flag, yeah. All up in your fucking face. Taz, push the album back, sorry for the wait.
We over here. Some fat some chicks.
Y'all be fucking with them fat
bitches. Be now you rockin' with me.
All the fat bitches.
Don't be stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's a nasty world. I ain't fucking with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl. I ain't never gonna spend my day, so let me compliment your eyes.
Up on the stairmaster, yeah. But you got it on level 2. Bitch, go a little faster. Look, girl, I ain't gonna lie, I tell you how I feel. Bitch, you handcuff your big ass to the treadmill. You wanna work out now, cause you know it's getting hot, and your big ass finna pop all about a halt the top. Find the right chick wearing some tight shit, and it's on. See your ass wearing some tight shit, we like she wrong.
Don't be stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's a nasty world.
It's a nasty world.
I ain't fucking with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl.
You're a nasty girl.
Never gonna spend my day, so let me compliment your eyes.
You got high size, but you's a big bitch, man. That Burger King done got your ass
fat, fat.
McDonald's done got your ass
fat, fat.
That Domino's done got your ass fat, fat.
I like the waist curves in the right place. A bitch with hips, lips, and a tight face. Your appetite to put a dent up in a nigga's salary. You need to start burning that weed and burn a calorie. Your attitude's like you always had gear. You got a ponytail, you ain't always have hair. I just wanna see your capris coming down, mommy. We run the town, stay away if you 300.
Let's talk about Lotto real quick, alright? I made a video a couple days ago about how Lotto has fallen off. Like, I mean, let's just talk about how she ever really been on. Like, no shade, Lotto has always been some type of like indie artist to me, you know what I'm saying? I've never really seen her even at her height, even at the peak of Lotto's career, which I don't feel like it was a peak, you know what I'm saying? It's honestly a buzz, but at the buzz of her career, Lotto still was not one of the most, you know, important female rappers that's been out there. Megan Thee Stallion had more steam than her, Cardi had more steam, everybody had more steam. Lotto is bigger in her mind than she thinks she is in real life, okay? Because, and there's nothing wrong with that, there's nothing wrong with having the confidence and being able to boost your confidence, you know, but sometimes you have to understand that sometimes you can be a little delusional, you know? And you're definitely delusional when you're coming out trying to diss someone like Nicki and then coming around and trying to use her bars on your song. Now, Lotto, this is not the first time that you have been accused of using Nicki Minaj's work, okay? When all of your songs were leaked last year, you know, we heard some of the reference tracks, and the reference tracks definitely sounded like the ghostwriter, whoever they were, you know, breathing on the track. They were definitely trying to, you know, emulate Nicki Minaj's flow. And you can't say that it's not true, because in the Willie, Papa Willie song, and even in this new song, you have took some of the bars from Nicki Minaj's We Go Up song about the whole, you know, Coca-Cola line, and you tried to reverse it and tried to throw shade. Now, let me tell you something, little girl. I mean, grandma. You know, we already know your grandma Clayco, okay? So I'm just saying, if you don't like somebody, just don't try to, like, emulate their style. You know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj is a woman that write her own bars, but we all know that Lotto and the rest of the girls are out here using, you know, payola and the rest of the other things, you know? But I just don't remember people saying that Lotto used payola. I mean, because if you use payola and all of your songs flop, girl, that just shows a lot. I'm just saying, in my opinion, definitely shows a lot of, you know, of how people really feel about you in the industry and you know, people that buy your music, because I don't see the jackpot, so whatever you call your fan base, really spending no money on you like that. And Lola Brooke is literally one of those girls that just has a little buzz. How are you making remixes off of a buzz? Like, is this song even on the charts? Like, what's really going on? If y'all haven't noticed, every time that Lotto needs some type of feature or she needs some type of look, she tries to hop on these features and it never goes anywhere. The FNF song didn't go anywhere. Every song that she hops on, she hopped on Cali's song, last year, and it still did not move any units. So
I don't want to hear all that.
So what are you hopping on these songs for? Like, what are you trying to convey to your audience? Because you have not really upgraded your bars. And let me tell you something else. If you are one of those girls that don't like Nicki Minaj and you are heavily influenced by her, please find your own creativity. Do not use or recycle Nicki Minaj's bars, because it makes you look very, very Dutch.
Listen, man, shout out to all the barbs. I don't want no smoke. It's funny when they get a commentary, though. So I thought that I would use that specific clip because though I wouldn't be so shady in my delivery, I 100% agree. And it's funny because I actually am a Latto fan. I do fuck with Latto. I like her music. I like what she's doing. So it's very interesting to get his perspective and then go where I'm going with it. I really do think Latto is amongst a lot of these new artists that really want roses and accolades that they have not earned. They have a place of entitlement that is deep within them that really needs to be addressed on a different kind of level. Like, they feel like a couple of hot singles, a couple of moments is the equivalent to some of the things that Jay-Z had to do, that Lil' Kim had to do, that Puff had to do. Like, I don't like the comparing Puff to QC. I don't like the comparing 50 to Lil Wayne. 50 Cent is gonna always and forever be the mixtape king. The title was created for him. If Justo was alive, he'd be rolling over in his grave to hear anything else. If DJ K-Slay was still alive, he'd be rolling over in his grave to hear anything else. See, the problem is too many legends are dying and there's not enough people stepping up saying, hold on. So many people want to be concerned about this relationship and that relationship because all the labels have come together and now they're like all one conglomerate. So you don't want to say the wrong thing about this person because you might piss off this person that work in that office and then you fucking up your opportunity down the road. You fucking up bags off of shit that you tweeted back in 2008. So you don't want no problems. Everybody want to be friends. Everybody want to be all clicky clicky. And I get it. I do. But when you're doing this, you really, it's kind of like giving kids participation trophies. You know, like when all of the kids play the game, but actually one team wins, but everybody gets a trophy. Kids these days don't have to experience second, third place. They don't know what it feels like to take a L. See, in my generation, when you had to take a L, it just sharpened your pen. That's one of the things that's dope about RZA. Like, if you're paying attention to the Wu-Tang series, in spite of all the weird, different introspective episodes, but if you really pay attention, RZA takes the verses and the songs and the different loops, and he creates a puzzle. He may have three different verses from the same artist for one song, and he's choosing the best version. And then he's pairing it with, like, the best version of Meth. And then he's creating that record. This is the issue with these new kids. Y'all are not doing that. Y'all are not creating magic over and over and over again. So you want to take credit from other people because you're doing it right now. And then the thing about it is, you're not even doing it on your own behest. RZA had to go dig in the crates and find them samples. Madlib, Easy Mo B, Stevie J, Pete Rock, Ninth Wonder, J Dilla. They had to go find those samples to go create those classics that y'all are sampling now. And claiming that you the best producer or you the sample king. These female rappers is going back and forth when really all they are variants of Lil' Kim. Different versions of Lil' Kim is what the whole female rap thing is right now. Nicki Minaj sounds exactly the way Lil' Kim sounded when she was like, hold on, who are you? What are you? Excuse me? You taking my photos, you taking my whole look, you taking my whole image, my whole style. And then you turn around and you do interviews and you call it paying homage. Now you got Mulatto doing the same thing. And now it's like, is it shade? Are they mad? Because you already know they don't fuck with each other after the conversations leak. So what's really going on? Are you paying homage? Are you biting? Are you trying to get a look? Are you trying to make us talk about you? What's going on with that? Lil Baby, Young Thug, they had their moment. And then what y'all started doing? Oh, that's the next Lil Wayne. Lil Baby, the next Lil Wayne. Young Thug, the next Lil Wayne. Now, what happened? Lil Baby been quieter than a church mouse. Because like I said, he blew his load over a year ago. He ain't got nothing. He was carrying QC on his back and QC almost went broke. That's why they did the deal with Scooter Braun. Keep on believing them Instagram pictures when a lot of that money be fake. Keep believing these niggas is getting to it like you think they getting to it. They're not. You talking, you're like, oh, they do this, they getting this to show. All right, look at where these niggas live. Look at how many kids they have and all the child support. What do you think is coming out every month compared to what they bringing in? I bet you it don't match. And then they trying to impress you niggas. So they buying Cubans this, Cuban that, a brand new car, new designer clothes. Keep on believing these niggas is getting to it. Meanwhile, Lil Wayne done smoked every last single lock out of his head. But I bet you he is more financially stable and has been more consistent a lot longer than any one of these niggas that you want to say is the new Lil Wayne. How's that right? Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. But before Pop died, when he was going on his run, when 6ix9ine was going on his run, y'all niggas was out here saying that they was the king of New York. I love Pop Smoke. I fuck with Pop Smoke. But he did not do anything to deserve that. He didn't even start to really get recognized until he died and started winning awards. 6ix9ine was running around calling himself the king of New York because he had all of y'all niggas in the house, because he's running around with these gang members outside and he's tearing y'all up on the Billboard charts inside. So he's calling himself the king of the New York. And if the same rules apply to T.I. where if you say it and nobody disputes it, it's true, then I guess for a moment 6ix9ine was the king of New York. I guess that's a different type conversation for a different time. But I damn sure know in real time, not then, not now, nor ever, should Tekashi 6ix9ine ever been allowed to say that. Based on bars alone, based on Big Spirit alone, 6ix9ine should have never felt comfortable calling himself the king of New York. Then y'all let Lil Wayne run around call himself the greatest rapper alive, when a lot of his lyrics is, as my bestie would put it, is fuck a nigga, suck a nigga, fuck a pussy, leave it out. Fuck a nigga, suck that pussy. That nigga be rapping, yeah, but he be saying a bunch of nothing. Yeah, I ain't hating. Wayne got some shit. I fuck with Wayne. But when we're talking about this thing that's called music, this timeless shit, we are not gonna say a nigga where 90% of their catalog is about absolutely nothing. Where he's saying Weezy F, the F is for phenomenal. Or I butt fucking again. I butt fucking her friend. Real G's moving silence like lasagna. You got this nigga on record saying weed is syrup until I die. Matter of fact, it's gonna kill me, bitch. I could go on and on of the ignorance that has come out of the mouth of Lil Wayne. We are not gonna call this man the greatest rapper alive. It's quality over quantity when we talking about shit like that. Now, can we say Wayne different? Absolutely. We could definitely say Wayne different. We could definitely say Wayne get on the mic and he be talking. And he can't, and he be flowing, and can't nobody just walk in the booth and just start popping like Wayne. And lately, I mean like 2022, 2023, Wayne is in rare form. I will definitely say as he ages and the more locks that fall out, The quality of the music is definitely higher, for certain, for sure. However, greatest rapper alive can't let you have that, Wayne. That's why I keep on saying he the king of the South. And I definitely understand the argument where Wayne was fighting for a bigger cause, so you don't want to box him in to the king of the South. But let's just say what it is. If Scarface is going to give the crown to anyone, we're going to give it to the person that most deserve it. And that would be Wayne, based on consistency, catalog, influence, and ability. We can have that conversation if you want. We're going to stop saying that Nicki Minaj is the greatest female to ever do it, because that's cat. Because if we keep it real, if Nicki Minaj had to do what she did in an era where you had Lotto and Megan and Armani Caesar and Tierra Whack and Chica, hell, them Shabuya bitches, Glorilla, Cardi B, put all of them active at the same time when Nicki had her run. And is her run her run? Does Nicki's run look like it looked if there is competition? Because for what she did, there was no competition. There was no competition. So I'm not gonna say that she's the greatest rapper ever when Queen Latifah will bar Nicki down and Queen Latifah write her own shit. But just because Queen Latifah wasn't making music and being consistent with the bars when Nicki was doing her run, we gonna take that from her? Nah, not gonna do it. MC Light, Rhapsody. I could name so many female rappers that will bar Nicki to death. And then when Nicki had to fight for her life, she lost to Remy. We are not going to call Nicki Minaj the greatest female rapper of all time because she has all of these BET awards and she's got all of these fake stats that don't matter. Like how y'all tried to say that she was the first female rapper to start her own label. We're going to stop lying on Nicki Minaj's name in a good way and a bad way. The bad way is all of these accolades where she get to try to walk around like she's better than the females that walked before her, because the females that came before her, they had competition. Even if we want to bring it to a Charlie Baltimore, Foxy Brown, Little Kim, there was competition. You got to have the game to yourself for 10 years because the music business did not find females profitable. Let's just keep it a buck. There is interviews of 50 Cent talking about this when he's talking about Olivia's career. It just overall costs more to bankroll a female's career in these labels. They're capitalists, and it's just cheaper to have men. It's a male-dominated industry. They was not looking for female talent. Nicki got to bust through the game and have her way until the industry started to realize that the tide was changing and females have become more profitable, if not doubling the profit of their male rosters. Let's just keep it a buck, because when the competition came, Nicki went away and she hasn't been able to keep up. And because her fan base is so relentless and her fan base is so crazy and adamant on just forcing this narrative of her greatness, and they be doxing people and doing shit to them in real life on some Danny Glover swarm shit, they suck her dick and they say all of these things about her that is not true because they're afraid of what will happen for saying the truth. But Nicki is washed, she's gone, she's done. Because the reality is, what Nicki is doing is just not viable in this market. She is officially a O-head. And the same way my favorite rappers had to accept that they was O-heads, they had to be comfortable with their niche fan base and put out projects just for their niche and stop trying to be that nigga, Nicki, you gotta do it. It's over for you, my love. Or what about all of these new podcasts that's popping up They do a couple of episodes. They don't even go on a year run, and they're saying that they're the best. Then you got BET giving them awards. You got Puff giving them deals, putting their shit on TV. So they got this thing that, oh yeah, my podcast is bigger and better, when really this podcast shit is all about integrity, if you ask me. Like, when you get behind the mic, what is you doing? Is you trolling? Is you trolling? Or is you really keeping it real and you saying some shit that's rooted in some shit? Because a lot of niggas be saying shit that's rooted in absolutely nothing. It's garbage. Your whole perspective and point of view, what you saying to the people, is garbage, and you just doing it for clout and views, like a lot of these niggas. So I don't give a fuck about your sponsor and what you doing. Because it's really cap at the end of the day. It's all fake. It's all fraud. That's why nobody's consistent. But I digress. I digress. I want to let y'all hear this shit from Benny the Butcher and how he feels like, hey, y'all giving flowers to everybody else. What about Griselda? Where are flowers at? I want to know what y'all think about that.
I just want to make a public service announcement real quick. I know a lot of these niggas been putting out tapes. A lot of these niggas been doing their shit, but Griselda is still the standard. We inspired these niggas. We made these niggas believe they could do this shit. These niggas ain't think they could do it. These niggas gave up. You told them like, nah, fight. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with inspiring niggas. I'm just saying, y'all. Back to Griselda being a standard. Griselda is the fucking standard. Really, we should be getting a lot. I don't be hearing no thank yous from these niggas. These niggas say everything but a fucking thank you. I want to start hearing thank yous from these niggas, man.
And there go that sense of entitlement that I'm talking about. See, if you're not a fan of Buffalo rap group Griselda, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But your boy Benny the Butcher gotta relax. He's gotta relax. The only thing that I will say that he said that I agreed with just now is he said he made niggas feel like they could still do this. Griselda made people feel like they could still do this. And what I take from that, they're in their 30s. You understand? They's like 36, 37, 34, if not older, when they started buzzing. And we all know that this is a young man, young woman sport. So to see someone who is my age still doing something that, when you get to this age, you're like, nah, it's time to put that away. I probably can't really invest in that. It really gives you that confidence. Like, if I'm nice and I'm motivated and I go after mine, I could do it, because look at Benny. Look at Conway. I'm not sure if that's what he meant when he said it, but I agree with that statement in that aspect. For him to be feeling like Griselda is the standard, it isn't the standard, because if Griselda was the standard, then there would be way more lyricism, way more boom bap alchemist type music out. Griselda is not the standard. And in fact, if we're keeping it a buck, Funk Flex and Conway was going back and forth because Conway was crying about how they're not playing Griselda's music and they need not getting the support and all of that kind of shit like that. Listen, man, I'm a fan of Griselda. I fuck with Griselda. Do I listen to every single thing that they drop? No. Am I a super fan of all of them? No. Actually, Conway is my favorite, and I do like Benny. But I'm gonna be real, their music is their music. It doesn't change. There's nothing versatile about it. So I go to Griselda when I'm in that type of mood. Do I appreciate their music and what they deliver in this time? Yeah, but I certainly wouldn't say that they're the standard. And I also feel like the roses that they've earned, that they're going to get for being who they are, they've already gotten them. So it sounds kind of crazy when he's like, oh, I need to start hearing a little bit more thank you. Like, who do you want to thank you? Who do you hear rapping currently that's making any kind of noise, that has any kind of buzz that mirrors any of y'all? I don't really feel like there's anyone that should be paying Griselda any homage. I don't feel like there's anything new about their story. I don't feel like they're offering anything to the game that we didn't get before them. Like, if you remove Griselda's activity from hip hop, I don't think that we miss anything. I don't think that anybody is distressed. Now, do they have a cult fan base? Absolutely, they do. They do. I'm a part of it. But I'm not gonna sit here and say that they have this big influence and they deserve all of these roses and flowers and we need to appreciate them the way that they may feel like they need to be appreciated. And I can't even put a they on it because it was Benny the Butcher in the video. I didn't see West Side Gun. I didn't see Conway. I didn't see anyone else that may be affiliated with Griselda sharing the sentiment with him. I seen him by himself talking about some shit. And the fact that I be seeing Benny the Butcher linked to these tagger rapper schemes and all that type of bullshit, I'ma really need him to chill out with demanding all of this type of credit and all that bullshit when your credibility in these streets looking a little fuzzy, my nigga. But I digress.
I'm sorry for the wait, nigga. I'm tighter than these pussy hoes and chafe, nigga. Pocket full of crumbs, I'm a breadwinner.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
I'm sorry for the wait, nigga. I'm aiming at your beats by Dr. Dre, nigga. I put up some ornaments today, nigga. Round here, every day, holiday, nigga. Crumbs, I'm a breadwinner.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
I'm sorry for the wait, nigga. Put up some ornaments today, nigga. It's round here, every day a holiday, nigga. This that sorry for the way too. That AK shoot like K do. Had to tell myself tune, just stay tuned. So I got the hardest flow, my shit break brooms. I been hot since 1998, nigga. That's 98 degrees, Nick Lachey, nigga. Hope you know the feds got Instagram. They liking every photo that you take, nigga.
Tell y'all niggas straight up who I got beef with, right? Man, I got beef with everybody. I can't make no money.
Hey, now you rockin' with me,
man. If I can't get no money with you, fuck you, nigga. G-Unit, nigga. That's what's up, cause I said that's what's up. I get money I got, so it's 100 grams and better when I'm going to cop. I never hold a toaster, cause I use my little doja and my damn bitch as a holster like I'm supposed to. Heavy pistol shells to lift through my gun, tear through lungs and rip through tissue. When I'm out for the men's, you out for a rep. That's the same thing that had your mama in a black dress. See me in a black Lex, hard top, I mean drop top, fresh out the car, fly. Articulate speeches. Song gon' sell like the box of the speeches. Yeah. Niggas in the hood can't see G Unit, but deep in their heart they wanna beat G Unit. We got the 3 B's, Benzes, burners, and bitches, and plus we on the road to the riches.
Say what you want about me, as long as you don't get in the way of my money. Cause all of that talking shit to me played out. If you keep bumping your gums, you're getting laid out. You can say what you want about me, as long as you don't get in the way of my money.
Lately I've been going through a phase, hoping they ain't tap the phones. Cause we got pumps the size of saxophones. Therefore, I'm on the move from the squad, as stingy as ever. On the trick, fast food on the broad. Picture me putting jewels on the broad. I'd rather put shoes on the card in the pool in the yard. You don't really wanna fool with the guard. Nigga, my front line long enough to fill two boulevards in this game. You only make it far if you're loyal. And if you grew up with your mother and your father, be spoiled. Why swing? You gotta be strapped to get rid of me. I leave you in water like the Statue of Liberty. I'm trying to be cool, blowing green strong enough to make a white boy open fire in the school. I'm grabbing for your hood, I'm
rapping for Benzes. As long as saw rifles strapped with the lenses.
You can say what you want about me, long as you don't get in the way of my money. Cause all of that talk is shit to me, played out. Nigga, keep bumping your gums, you get laid out. You can say what you want about me, long as you don't get in the way of my money. Cause all of that talk is shit to me, played out. Nigga, keep bumping your gums, you get laid out. Y'all niggas gotta learn from me. What I learned from Dada Rock and Sting G. Y'all niggas gotta learn from me. What I learned from watching Brucey B. Look, I shot the sheriff, and nigga, if you get too close, your punk ass get shot. Here's the plan. I'ma keep stacking my ends. Now I'm on airplane seats in the Maybach Benz. I'm all about the chips, and I took them trips. 22s on the 6, 26 on the bricks. And I'm out of town, niggas, I'm charging them all. I tap dance on the shit, I ain't serving it raw. You sell smoke, look, nigga, I got what you need. But it ain't going cheap, cause I got mouths to feed. Niggas always saying, damn, 50 you bug, cause I got hoes giving niggas to dig red drugs. With me is watching his chain. We not the same, he's a lame. He want pussy, I'm about my money, man. Crap table in Vegas, had his bitch on my dick. Threw a 7 so many times, they thought the dice was fixed. It's 50, when your mind frame change and you start to run away, I see you another day, motherfucker, 50. When the shots go off and your heart drop, nigga, freeze up, ease up, motherfucker, it's 50.
All right.
Let's put it in perspective. See one? What makes you realize? Two? That's when it gets to get lost. See three? That's when we show you the future. This here, it's for the sport. It's for the sport. Some of you niggas mad at the sport because it happens to be skateboarding. But that gives us four wheels to roll over you niggas. D4. A dedication.
She's so sophisticated. She'll catch a nigga nothing then refrigerated. I wear a rubber and we fuck till we dehydrated. I pull it out, bust on her face and call her cry, baby. I kiss her neck, I kiss her stomach, then I kiss that pussy. And then I eat it from the back, but I don't do crack. And then I get this monster hard and ask her where to put it. She tell me, don't you hit it raw, I tell her, bitch, you crazy. Don't want no HIV, don't need that honeymoon in Vegas. It's YMCMB, the fucking Alpha and Omega. That presidential double R, call Ronald Reagan. I fuck your bitch, we come together, call that congregating. I be ballin' on these niggas, Sports Illustrated. Tough in the streets, but you in the court with a statement. Ain't that a bitch, man? Kill everybody but the babies. Get that bitch nigga the blues till he fucking Navy. Yeah. Man, I be riding around with that yapper. I pop a nigga like... All you hoes get topless, suck this dick to the spotless. Too many hoes, I got options. I ain't never trippin', you can have the bitch, but I'ma send her back with her pussy lips. Looking just like camel lips, you fucking with some real nigga. Blow your fucking head off. They say life is a bitch, I hope that bitch a red bone. All I know is get money, bitch ain't getting shit from me. Fuck a six pack, six bullets give you six stomachs.
So you smell that? What's that?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Earl?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Jive?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Ray?
I smell pussy.
Is that you, Ty? Y'all niggas is pussy. I'm ballin' now, nigga. Now watch me.
Watch me.
Ain't nothing you can do to stop me.
Stop me.
Y'all niggas get so emotional.
Emotional.
You remind me of my bitch.
It's not in my nature to make a commitment, so let me breathe. When she doesn't understand, catch attitudes when I leave her.
Yeah.
My elevation just making harder for me to accept her as my own. She tries to tie up my phone.
Stop
me
phone.
I'm not at home. She's thinking I'm not alone.
Uh-huh.
Probably I'm trying to bone anything in the street. I let her know she can leave. I ain't trying to tie her up, but see,
no, but
it's hard to fuck with somebody after she touches me, mommy. I'm not your regular nigga. I know the game,
I know the game.
Play by the rules. I'm focusing on my moves.
Uh-huh.
That way I will never lose.
Uh-huh.
See, I can tell by your shoes if you attracted to Benzes with 22s.
Yeah.
Say, I confuse you, play little tricks with your head. Catch your feelings ever since the first time I slept in your bed.
I'm
here to tease you, mislead you, and sell you dreams.
Nah,
I can't say I love you, I don't know what that means.
I'm a pimp.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. Little muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. Little muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy while I'm taking ecstasy.
When I first met her, I did anything to get her.
What?
Paid all the bills and filled the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Reminiscing on late nights when I tried to lay up, but couldn't get off cause your baby will stay up. She even crashed the whip trying to switch in the third lane. That's when I realized this bitch was a bird brain. A pigeon writing a baby pops in a box in a prison. Sing Sing is waving. She in the Gucci tights and Fendi high heels.
Woo!
Baby wipes and cans of Infamil.
Uh-huh.
Motorbikes and grams of fish scale. So 9 to 5 niggas was no frills. Turning young niggas with principles to old men with debts. And all the prank calls was death threats. That bitch got the best sex all across the globe. And the bitch head game was out of control.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. Love muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. Love muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
I wonder when I'm gone if you miss me. But do you miss that Dom Perignon and that Christie? I'm fucking with you. I'm feeling your shape, I'm feeling your eyes. Later on I'm feeling your ass and feeling your thighs.
Come here,
sweetheart, you book smart, street smart.
Uh-huh.
I knew you was my type from the very, very start. I'm in the tongue kissing, foreplay all day. Mama ain't home so the noise is okay. ODB, you know he like it the raw way. Latex, safe sex. No hookies on the neck, now you're learning. The Lord's blessings make me wise as the world's turning. My tongue touched the right spot, I had your toes curling.
33 alleged gang members are under arrest, wrapping up a 3-year investigation in Queens. Investigators confiscated a variety of weapons believed to have been used in 22 murders. One of the victims includes 14-year-old Amir Griffin. He was fatally shot on a basketball court in 2019. Investigators say the violence was the result of a feud between rival gangs.
Since Amir's murder, there has been 22 more shootings in this indictment alone. And besides Amir, one of those shootings was fatal. 13 were non-fatal. 6 of those shootings resulted in the shooting of unintended targets. 6 of the shootings resulted in the shootings of bystanders.
All 33 defendants are charged with conspiracy to commit murder, along with other charges.
Man, if you don't really care what's going on in the world, and this just might not mean nothing to y'all, but I was on YouTube scrolling, and when the news popped up on my timeline, it sent me down a rabbit hole where I'm looking up more information, and it seems like year after year, they do these big busts. And it's not just in New York and the surrounding areas. It's all over the world. Memphis, Atlanta, wherever you can think of a big city where there's an urban environment, you can type that city in and type in gang arrest, and you'll see all these guns and drugs on the table, and they're arresting people. And then the following weeks, they're talking about how the crime is going down in the surrounding areas. But then the very next day, the very next year, the same kind of arrest, the same type of crimes being happening, the same dangerous streets are back being dangerous. So my thing is, what is it that we could do in our own communities that could actually help our communities versus what's going on with the police and these mass arrests? Because obviously, arrest is not the answer, right? So my whole thinking is there anything, because I'm not saying that there is, but is there anything that could possibly be said or possibly be done to even prevent the go to jail stage, the police looking for you stage? Because what is very, very clear, they can arrest all the drug kingpins they want. They could arrest anyone that they want, but the reality of the situation is there will be another one to fall right behind there, and then the gang culture will perpetuate. So what is it that we could do as African American men and women within our community where we could say enough is enough? We tired of our babies getting killed. We tired of our people going to jail. We're tired of this sick belief system that gang violence and gang culture equals a family, it equals a bond, it equals something that may be missing at home. What is it that we could do as a people that can create an environment where these kids have some other place to go and something else to belong to and something else to aspire to aside from gang culture? What is it that we could do as a people to facilitate this? The reason that I'm asking these questions, because me personally, I'm 37 years old, and I can remember when I used to run around outside and I used to be getting involved in all type of shit, and I am so grateful that I made other decisions to really follow my dreams and say, hey, you love music, you love everything. You don't love this street shit. You like everything else that makes your personality. You're a pothead. You're everything else besides this street shit that you're perpetuating. Let that shit go and don't be afraid to be different. And I remember how hard it was and how hard it sometimes still is being alone, not being invited places, not really having much to do because you're not like these niggas and you don't want to be involved in the shit that these niggas are involved in. And I really think that be the issue. So many people want to be accepted. You know, we already have this issue with representation and demanding representation, and that we see ourselves in television shows and in movies, and sometimes we take that need too far. Our community, and when I say our community, I mean African-American communities where our kids are being raised. We have such a sick mentality, such a sick belief system that I really believe before we could heal, that is the part of it that needs to be addressed. Us thinking that, oh, you're a sucker if you're a rat. Oh, you once you make a choice to run around in these streets, you gotta be a street nigga till it kill you. Like a person can't decide if they want something else for their life. They have to keep on being involved with the same bullshit that has taken life after life for generations after generations. We could wanna go kill our own brothers, but when we find out that there has been an injustice done in our community by someone that's not from there or someone that doesn't give a fuck about us, we don't do nothing. We stand dormant and we watch. We as a people need to say enough is enough and I'm not down with that shit no more. And then possibly, I think we could get help. I think year after year, 33 people wouldn't be getting arrested because someone accidentally killed a potential basketball star in an indiscriminate shootout in broad daylight. When we start fixing the sickness that's going on in our brain that's making us think, oh yeah, we could do that, then I promise we're going to be better off. But until then, I really can't make no promises. I think we're going to continue to be sick. I think we're going to continue to live in a world where people are going to unnecessarily lose their life. And for that, I apologize for the generations to come, that my generation and the generations before mine couldn't do anything to save you now. But if I could give you any advice, leave that drill music alone, man. And understand, if you want to be a part of a gang and a clique and a crew so you don't got to feel like you're alone, there is nothing wrong with that. But when those people are telling you that, hey, you need to go out and sell drugs and poison your community and start violence and shoot and stab and do all type of shit within your community, but they won't want to go do that same shit in a white community because they're afraid of being on camera or what may happen to them in a white community, but they don't give a fuck what happens to them in their own community where your mother live, they mama live, then you get the fuck away from them and you find the type of people that talk to you about LLCs and starting a business and growing your wealth and understanding who you are as a person and how though you live in a world full of systematic injustices and corporate wrongs, you could still persevere. You could choose to be victorious or you can choose to be a victim. That is your choice. You could say the government did this, nobody gives a fuck about me, I'm black and I'm this. Or you could say the government don't give a fuck about me, I'ma be a strong black person, I'ma survive regardless. These are your choices. Make them accordingly. But I digress. And before I get out of here, you know I gotta hit you with some rapid fire nothingness. Yo, shout out to Black China for trying to go back to her regular self by removing the fillers and all type of bullshit from herself. She's getting the demonic tattoos removed. It's really good to see. I mean, she's looking better day after day. You know, I'm never gonna try to shade someone or talk down on someone that is trying to get mentally well and physically well. There's a lot of bullshit that comes with this paper chase for fame and being a socialite. And like I was just saying, it is very, very difficult to step out and be different and want to work from within so you shine brighter on the outside. So shout out to you. Hey, yo, shout out to the CNN writer that says, quote, white folks using black memes is digital blackface and they should stop it. I don't necessarily disagree, but I don't necessarily agree either. Sometimes a joke is just a joke. And I also feel like that's kind of like what's wrong with the world that we live in. You know what I'm saying? There is way too many people adding to black victimization and continuously victimizing us where we don't really need to be victimized. Just like Jada Pinkett told Will, we don't need your saving. Okay, we don't need you to come out and tell us what is offensive to us. I feel like any black person has their own voice. And if something that a white person does offends you, then you should say that it offends you. And when you say that it offends you, make sure you're speaking for you, because the same things that offend me just might not offend you. And I think that's very important that we talk about that. Let's see. Elon Musk says that Twitter is worth $20 billion. That's half what he paid for it. Listen, as far as I know, Twitter ain't worth a goddamn thing. You definitely ain't getting $8 a month from me, all right, to get a check, especially since the fact that not only do they got y'all paying for these verifications, they are specifying whether or not you are legacy verified or if you are paying for your verification. So as soon as you pay for it, you look silly and you look goofy. So there's really no point in paying for it. Now, everybody that loves that Jonathan Majors guy, the dude that rolls around with Michael B. Jordan, I'm sorry, this just might not mean nothing to y'all, but your boy crazy. He out here catching domestics. And just as fast as he caught the domestic, TMZ has exclusive details that says that the victim allegedly has taken back the statements and your boy is innocent. I don't know. You know how the Illuminati be. When they choose a person, they'll go out of their way to protect that person and make sure that person's name stays good in the hood. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that this man done did something to anyone. I will never say that. But it's always funny how they get accused and then the accusations go away. Now, all the MAGA fans out there, all the Trump supporters, keep one eye open. They coming for Big Trump any day now. He is going to get locked up behind the hush money that he paid the porn star to keep quiet during his run for president. We will keep you updated in Everything Lit. So make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And make sure you follow me on Twitter. And if you are also an 80s baby raised in the 90s like me, you probably know the name Amanda Bynes. She is currently on a psychiatric hold after she was found walking naked on the streets of LA. You know, these Nickelodeon and Disney characters, they go through a lot. My heart goes out to her because I grew up on Amanda, please. As I got older, I even used to watch that little show that she had when she was living with her sister. I'm a fan of Amanda, so it really, really sucks to see people that you grew up watching as a child grow up and they going through all of these psychiatric things. And it's really common amongst Nickelodeon kids, Disney kids, and things like that. So it's weird. I don't know if this will matter to you guys, because I don't know why anybody would do this, but apparently the Facebook page of legendary actor Ray Liotta, rest in peace to you, his Facebook page got hacked and his team is doing everything that they can to get control of the Ray Liotta Facebook page. So if you are currently getting any type of donation request or anything of that nature disregarded. His page has been hacked and his family is really trying to justify that. Now, shout out to Baby Meech. You know, Baby Meech gets called Musty a lot. A lot. He gets called Musty so much, I'm starting to believe it, and I never met the nigga. But I'm saying shout out to him because for some reason, for someone that seems to be on a hit TV show that has money, that can do anything that they pretty much want and pretty much got the world by their balls right now, the fact that you get wrapped up in scams and you're still the same old nigga, that is something that I could applaud you for. Apparently, no matter what 50 does for you, no matter what your father left for you, none of that shit was good enough. You're still gonna scam, even if you know that the scam is for a charity. According to your girl, Tasha K, this man took 17.5 bands and didn't show up for the kids because he claimed he couldn't get a flight to Atlanta, the most flied into city in the world. It's crazy. Maybe he was looking for deodorant and missed his flight. Who the fuck knows? Speaking of Tasha K, Tasha K, shout out to you. She lost to Cardi and she took that loss on the chin. She just got 13 more jobs, started streaming 17 more times a day, 7 days a week, and got more sponsors and just tried to go hard. Went with the appeal, lost the appeal, and she said, you know what? I lost Cardi, I apologize. I'm pretty sure the bankruptcy claims will be coming very soon. We're going to be hearing about how Tasha K went bankrupt and all of that. But at the end of the day, you got to give a woman credit. She made a mistake, as we all do. And with that, this has been episode 110, Earn Your Flowers. I'm your girl, DJ Exclusive. And before I get out of here, I'm going to leave you with some nothing motivation. And that's this. You could do whatever you want to do. Your life is your life. You could only make choices that satisfy you. But remember, when you making these choices, understand for every action, there is a reaction. And for every cause, there is an effect. So while you're living your best life and you're doing the things that you feel like you need to do for you, remember the repercussions could be simply something that a person felt like they needed to do for them. And with that, I'm out. Peace.
Everybody know this, hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Yeah. I don't want no problems up in here. These niggas wearing dresses and y'all call me weird. Nigga going niggas pockets while we here. What kind of cologne do you wear? Because all I can smell is fear up in here. These niggas wearing dresses and y'all call me weird. Nigga going niggas pockets while we here. What kind of cologne do you wear? Because all I can smell is fear, nigga. Y'all don't want no problems up in here. Boy, I'm from New Orleans where the dope fiends kill. Niggas' brains came out his fucking ear. I got a full clip. I emptied the whole thing up in here. Now I'ma keep a pill and a blunt. I might pass the motherfucker, but most likely I'm a flunk. Told my bitch I could do bad on my own. She say, you gon' miss me, nigga. I say, bitch, the grill is on. They ain't drove it, it look better in the driveway. Married to the mob, man, you niggas just some bridesmaids. Bitches give me head instead of playing mind games. Tattoo tears for my homies, it's a crime shame. You could get a dome, peep out of to your face. Niggas just construction workers trying to build a case. Males shouldn't be jealous, that's a female trait. Why you bitch blowing me up? If I answer, I deflate. Motherfucker, I'm like, y'all don't want no problems up in here. I fuck her till she cry and make that hoe drink her fucking tears. Lord, I hope she swallow more than tears. Then the homegirl came in the room and volunteered, man. Dreads hanging out the ski mask. Run up in your house, the couch potatoes getting mashed. Run up in the kitchen, get your stash out the oven. You wonder how we know, stop talking while you cuddling. Ain't nothing like some pussy when you're going through something. Just call the bad bitch and said I'm going through something. Boop, got it sitting still, look like it's doing 200. Pussy nigga, keep your mouth closed like you chew onions, motherfucker. I'm like, y'all don't want no problems up in here. Rather be judged by my jury, not a jury of my peers. And I got some kush to hide in Brazil. Yeah, and we only selling with the boat bring here. Nigga, y'all don't want no problems up in here. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. I told you. Whole squad on that real quick. 0 to 100 nigga, real quick.
quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick. Real fucking quick.
I'm on my blood pushing nigga ass.
Real quick.
I'm so for real, I'm on some real, real nigga shit. You playing, boy, I get you hit.
Real quick.
You better hope the paramedics come.
Real
got me
quick.
Fucked up, you think it's different now, a nigga rich. Before I get to cutting, know you niggas better cut the shit. Boy, you gon' have me half op. Pull the trigger for me, get my little niggas trigger op like it's legal, homie. No gang when I bang, boy, I empty the clank. You run like a bitch, you ain't bout that shit. Hey, 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 hey. I'll catch you another day. Day, day. It's the unit, back to the bullshit.
Shit. Nothing in life is out of bounds. AK hole about 100 rounds. 60 shots like KD at the Ruckus. Okay, when I see you on respirators. Southside nigga till the day I'm gone. Indulge in the violence when the drama on. Yeah, these rap niggas lukewarm. I'm 2 sleeves of dope when the mic on.
I go 0 to 100 nigga real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100 nigga real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga.
Don't tweet me, see me when you see me. Down to make the news just to say that I'm on TV. This clip rated all niggas PG. Them shells burn like a bootleg CD. Fuck love, I want the money. When you get too much of it, they gon' say you actin' funny.
Marley, I be ya. Shout out to Shop. I'm going there.
Affiliates, nigga, I let you nigga, boy.
I got a bitch named Keisha, real dick pleaser. But shout out from Cuba, still working on a visa. Her girlfriend Lisa, man, huh, Puerto Rico. How she don't suck dick, but she got a bitch named Keisha, real dick pleaser. Got a bitch named Keisha, real dick pleaser. Got a bitch named Keisha, real dick pleaser. But shout out from Cuba, still working on a visa. Her girlfriend Lisa, man, huh, Puerto Rico. How she don't suck dick, but expecting me to eat her. Man, you don't wanna meet her, but her homegirl need her. Swallow come by the leader. She look good in boy shorts and the beater. But this other girl, Queeta, way sexier than Nita. I ain't lying, she the hottest bitch heater. But I'ma fucking freeze her. Yeah, I'ma fucking leave her. Yeah, I'ma fucking eat her. Fly your ass deeper. Smoke like a Cohiba. Your home give me cerebral. Get low and touch your toe for my people. And if you ain't fucking them, then you ain't fucking me either. You think your man hot? Well, fucking me either. Heard I got guap on the kick it like FIFA. Every day Christmas, cause I'm smoking that reefer. Keep a lot of bitches like Queen Latifah. I am Southern Land, not Kiefer. YME for Young Money in the tank. Run dummy finna bang it. You want beef, then my money will arrange it. I am not fucking finna aim it. But that ain't a raw shout for me when I'm angry. Yeah. Holly grow biatch, slap it like Joe, you better go get G.I. All my guns knee high, M-O-N-E-Y, that's what I rely on. I'm gone, hee high, yeah, I'm 3 high. I'm just schooling these fucks like D-Fry. College institution, violence and confusion. Stop with your excuses, hip-hop, I am seducing. Beat you like producers, eat you like produce. Man, I fuck your girl till her pussy got no juice. Now she can't produce, so you won't be needing that, baby. Cause all you really need is me.
Hey. Ooh. Hey. I'm still a rider, I'm still rolling. A nigga still holding, still a sound only. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. You a sucker for love, nigga, I'm money making. I'm still a boner, I'm still ballin'. That's 5 times I ain't picked up your bitch, still callin'. I'm super ghetto, I'm still with the shit. Still pass the steel to my nigga Hillary. We still mob, niggas still stuff. Still deal after deal, shit is no problem. He still love her, she ain't shit. Get up, pair of lubricants, she suck a dick. It's still real, niggas still will kill. Told the steel, bitch, don't swill, get your cat bill. The Mac feel black talents, hollow tips, copper tops, get your ass pop, watch your body drop. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. I'm still a rider, I'm still rolling. A nigga still hold, still a sound on it. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper.
You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. You a sucker for love, nigga, guy? I'm money making.
I'm clean as a motherfucker, still getting my hands dirty. Bitches, they wanna fuck. Grab a glass, you looking thirsty. See, I'm a gangster, you soft as arm to singles. I'm at a war with the banker, in the club with the shanker. Mask on Long Ranger, scope on a K-Long Ranger. Rather be alive and rich than die and be famous. Live my life in the fast lane, I crash into anything. I ain't here to entertain when I let them bullets sing. Them's on Rodder Gang, slap the fuck out you nigga. Trying to pull out your pistol. When you know that you're lame, you're chasing these bitches. Instead of chasing your paper, niggas taking your bitches. While they taking your paper, I'm gone.
You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. You chase the hoes, I chase the paper. I'm still a rider, I'm still rolling. A nigga still holding, still a sound on it.
You chase the hoes.
I can't fuck with hoe niggas, I can't trust these hoes neither. Wake up early in the morning, eat that pussy like cold pizza. Hate ass nigga be baller blocking, acting like some goalkeepers. There's a reason for everything, but my niggas kill for no reason. Camo shots with a hole beater, all black honey, I'm Grim Reaper. Look like it's time for spring cleaning, brand new spanking street sweeper. Been in the game, I'm knee deep, I like good head, I like good reefer. All my niggas strapped and ready to set it off, Queen Latifah. Got a chopper with a drum, split swishers with my thumb. Get money like Donald Trump, double barrel on that pump. This cushion guy ain't no chump, get stupid and get stumped. Two guns, I call them crisscross, crisscross will make you jump. Gotta do what a nigga gotta do, got goons, I ain't even got a shoe. Got a bunch of bad bitches by the pool, I like my bitches in twos. Gotta go, I stick it and move, G-code, I stick to the rules. Last night I got so high, I swear to God I went to the moon. I'm on that shit, you can't get nowhere, you pussy boy, don't go there. If I don't do nothing, I'ma ball. No hell, smoking on that, oh yeah. My niggas took that hardware. What you buy, Woody? My niggas bout that warfare. Real niggas since day one, cause I ain't promised day two. Throw that pussy at me, bitch, I think I'm Babe Ruth. Drop top made back on the way. Yeah, that's that new Land O'Lakes. She let me in her jungle, I'm gon' hit her with that rattlesnake. Guns clap like patty cake, plug ain't red bandana face. Make them pussies pop they self, you can call that masturbate. I don't front, don't fabricate. I get high, I gravitate. Weezy F, baby, bitch. The F is for fascinate. Louisiana, I'm from that swamp. I'ma pull this bitch out and dump. Better run like Forrest Gump. Fuck you and where you from. 3-2, I am the one. Job well done. I ball 24-7, 365, 12 months. What's up, Red Ball? What's up, Caramel? Come to Wayne's World. It's a fairy tale. Yeah, I'm high, bitch. Bitch, I parasail. Call the boys late. Sorry for the wait.
It's Senior Jonathan. Thank you. Tiana Kardashian. And you are now rocking with DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. When I'm not spilling tea with the certified tea sippers and on my blog, Some Like It I, I'm listening to DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast.
And we got them revolvers, we them niggas you should get at. If you got a problem when them hollow tips hit them, man, that's just something. We got them Lucas, them Rugers, the big ones in it. Got that 9mm, got that 10mm, got that little deuce deuce in it. Got that old trade pound, got that new 4 pound, they been used once or twice in it. Wa-da-da-day, wa-da-da-da-day, I'm the reason them things in my hood go bang. Got that trade deuce, I call that my nigga behave. 16 gauge, chase you niggas wanna get crazy. When the salt off, hit your body parts, they fall off. You get hit in the leg, man, you can't even call off. When that AK switched to automatic to spray, everybody out this bitch could get hit with a stray. I got silencers, scopes, military issue pistols, holler at me. Whatever you need, homie, I could get you anything. Rubber clips, hollow tips, extra clips. You don't want your shit to jam, better buy a cleaning kit. Teflon, Keflon, need a wrap around your chest. You pop off, then pop back, and you get left with a mess. Mac 11, Mac 10, time for some action. Dump a clip out this bitch, see how niggas act then. Got guns and ammo, they all for sale. Clips included, you responsible for your bail. We got them semi-automatics, and we got them revolvers. Yeah. Real niggas, you should get at. If you got a problem when them hollow tips hit them, man, that's just something. We got the Lugas, the Rugas, the M1s in it. Got that 9mm, got that 10mm, got that little deuce deuce in it. Got that old trade pound, got that new 4 pound, they been
use once or twice in a hole. G stand for gangsta, unit stand for you niggas in trouble. Better lock and load on a double G, Nick. Fresh out the box, 40 Cali Glocks, calico, 100 shots. Street sweepers split a block. That nigga niggas call when them shots pop. Take them to my grandma's basement, show them what I got. Look, I got 3 380s of tech and 2 M1s. Ice King doing some shit and bought him one. What? Them young boys from the projects crazy. He was kissing on the toes, saying that's my baby. Buck came through, saying 50, show me some love. Sold him a dub dub, something he could sneak in the club. Gave him some shells for that trade snub. He gave me some bug, gave him a pound, gave him a hug. Love is love. I take it back to NWA days. Fuck, take my CDs, raise the crime rate in the charts. They got some movies.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ. Shawty came too many times, left the whole bed wet. Mac the thinker, I'm the blood method man. Red man, scared man, a dead man. Can I get an amen? You done brought all of them guns, ain't nobody dead yet. Catch your pussy ass in traffic, aim at the headrest. Got your bitch on her knees looking like she legless. Like I can't trust my iPhone, I can't trust the click I ride for. If I see him in the streets, I'ma have to treat him like a rival. I'm a pleasure to your eyes. My mama never bought me knockoffs. Lord, I need some wood to knock on. Lil' Tunchi, I'm a movie. Get your gummy bears and popcorn. I got something very hot on my hip. I get my hip hop on. And this little red dot gon' help me hit a nigga spot on. Point guard with the bullets. You say Rajon, I say Rajon. Yeah. Hold up, we them boys, we them wild boys. I hold a pistol sideways when I shoot. That's the style points. Menace to society, menace to myself though. Bend but don't break. My niggas call me Elbow. And you don't want no problem. I'm a problem. My AK just keeps you in, it's on autopilot. Tunchi, what's your fucking problem? I got fucking problems. Bad bitch on top of me, she started from the bottom. On that cognac in that loud pack, that loud pack. You gotta shoot the rat when it get too big for the mousetrap. Shoot at me and I'ma smile back. And then I pile back, flip you over like a kayak. Bitches, combat. Bitch, I'm Tony Gunn. Favorite color ruby. Made enough to quit, but I keep making up excuses. Triple A dick, that's amazing and amusing. I'm sedated and secluded, I'm the greatest and improving. But my baby mama say I'm living wrong. Well, if I die, then I guess she did right. Catch me walking on this motherfucking water, nigga. I catch your pussy ass at a red light. And you gon' hit that blocker, that blocker. I represent my killers like Johnny Cochran. We kidnap mamas and toddlers. We don't give a fuck if they ass adopted. Brief moment of silence for Chris Wallace. Soldier Slim, Pac, Pimp C, I hope they smiling.
G-Unit, 50 Cent, Shady, Aftermath, the Dream Team. We gotta get the get well cards. Niggas are sick. Phyllis.
Nah, stop.
Thugged out, motion picture shit. Now don't think I won't hit you cause I'm popular. I got a P90 Ruger to pop at ya. Catch you slipping, I'ma give you what I got for ya. My clip loaded with 16 shots for ya. Never had a hot gun on your waist and blow on the shoe. Cause a nigga wouldn't say the wrong shit to you. Homie, you ain't been through what I've been through. You not like me, and I'm not like you. I'm like an animal with it, when I spit it, it's crazy. Got semi-autos of bullholes and niggas tryna play me. One shot is not enough, you need Lisa Uzi to move me. After 4 bottles of Dawn, the kids start feeling woozy. I write my life, you write what you seen in gangster movies. I'm gangster to the core, nigga, you can't move me. I find my space at the top, I got this rap shit locked. I never heard of you, you heard of me, I murder you. Space shelf to your convertible, Lotus, you know this. Rich or poor, hollow, still go through your door, this is raw. You scared of me, you're not prepared for me, the kid is back. 50 Cent, I know you like that. Yeah, I know you like that. Green Lantern, Shady Record, Anger Management Tour.